So hi everyone and welcome to FOSDEM 2026. My name is Sun and I'm from Hugging Face, and today I'm going to talk about my subject, which is multimodal support in Llama.cpp. So my plan for this talk will be I will quickly have a self-introduction and then a quick brief on the history of multimodal support. And then I talk about my work, some future direction. And lastly, there will be some tips for you if you want to contribute to a project. And I will try to reserve like maybe 5 minutes for you to have some questions. So I hope we will have time for the question. So let's start. My name is Sun, and I'm software engineer at Hugging Face. I'm one of the core maintainers of Llama.cpp. And you can see my website, my GitHub profile here. My slogan is that I'm doing AI for fun, not for profit. And by fun, I mean the science behind machine learning and AI. And if you are curious about my work, you can visit my GitHub profile. I do a bunch of work on Llama.cpp. So let's move on to the subject. So what was the state of multimodal support in Llama.cpp? So from the very beginning of the project in 2023, we have initial support for a model called Llama. And then we have also had the support in Llama server, which was nice. And then what happened is unfortunately we had to remove it because it's just too buggy. So in the meantime, there was also new model, because back then the multimodal and vision, especially vision model, was quite a hot thing before MoE was a thing. And then so the UX, the user experience, was not very good, because for each new model you had to use its own command line interface. So in May of last year, I tried to work on this. I tried to, at the same time, improve the user experience and developer experience by introducing a new thing. I call it LiveMTMD. And that way, I was able to bring back multimodal support to Llama server and Llama CNI. So before my work on LiveMTMD, what it looked like is that we had kind of these three big things inside Llama.cpp. We have the lib.llama, which is the main library, and then we have glib.cpp, which is like an implementation of vision transformer. And then lib.llama is initially, it was something specifically for the Llama model. And then when people want to integrate new model, they try to hack this library to add their new model inside. So this was not very, very nice. It was very costly to maintain that much infrastructure. So let's go to lib.mtmd. What is MTMD? Is multimodal. So initially I proposed this as lib.llama 2, but then I realized I cannot use a model name. It's two model specific names, so let's get rid of that name already. So the idea is that now I will abstract everything and like encapsulate it inside one big library. So the core architecture is that you still have the glib.cpp, which contain all of the vision model, sorry, vision transformer. And then all of the, pre-processing stuff is doing by another submodule. So it's almost, I would say it's almost transparent to the end user and the end developer. So it more than just encapsulates the core library, clip.cpp, but I also aim to bring true multimodal support, because we start with vision and now we have audio and then also video, which is just image and audio at the same time, by the way. And so along the way, I also provide support for audio input or audio pre-processing. And I also aim it to be very extensible, because it's now being more model agnostic. Yeah. So here is an example of one of the API clones that I add to the project. So it's called MTMD tokenized. And the way it works is that you can see I had an import text. So inside the import text, you can specify this is a media, and then you can have text around this marker. And then there's another thing we call bitmap. So you can enter a bitmap, which is either an image or an audio or maybe something else in the future. And it will be replaced to the exact marker that you place inside the text. So that way you can have everything mixed inside. Yeah. So let's see a little bit of demo here. So I'm not gonna demo the developer experience. I will only show you the user experience here. So let's start with Llama CNI. And I'm gonna try models called Gemma3 4 billion parameter. So right now I'm using the CNI, the command line interface, and behind the command line interface is the Llama server. So right now I can start chatting with the model, as you can see. And then I can attach an image. Let's try this image. Then I ask it what it is. What is this? What is that? Yes, the Windows XP wallpaper. This one, by the way. Yeah. All right. So how do I go back? Yes. Yeah, so that's a little, a quick demo, and you can also do the exact same thing on the Llama CDP web UI. We have a web interface for that. So let's talk about future directions that I plan. So far, I have been planned, I plan to support these two big things. Let's dive into the first thing. So multimodal output. So recently we have a lot of image generation model, like plan image or something image, I don't remember yet. But the main idea how it works is that you have the libllama, which is the main library, that will produce some embedding output, and then we have to decode that embedding output into your audio or image. So the overall idea looks like this. It's a little bit complicated. Why? Because some models support generation of text and multimodal interleap. So that makes things a little bit complicated, because you can imagine that the model has to firstly generate some text saying that, here's the image that I want to generate it for you. Or maybe it do some reasoning step, and then it makes some kind of tokens, like start generation token. And then when I get this token, I have to switch the mode into using the libmtmd to generate the image, for example. And then at some point, there will be another token that says stop generation, and I had to switch back. So that is one of the complicated part on this system. The second complicated part is the actual implementation under the hood. So for audio decoder, there is multiple choice here. We can use the convolution-based method, which is easy. We can use a transformer-based, which is a little bit harder, or we can use a division by it, which is much harder. Yeah. And for vision decoder, so far I only know about diffusion based model, and we also have something called diffusion.cpp, but it's unfortunately not that easy to integrate it in Llama CPP. It's not like I can just copy paste the code there. That's not how it works, unfortunately. So yeah, the image generation will be a long way to go, I think. Another thing is, so I also plan to have video input. So video is just image and audio, like bunch of image and audio, right? So the most simple way to think about it is that I can just extract bunch of image from an audio file. But what happens if you have a video that is like 1 hour long? It will be a lot of frame, a lot of compute, a lot of memory. So it blow up your memory. So I'm inventing, quote unquote inventing, a streaming API in libntmd to whenever I want to process some frame, not just a single frame, I want to process some frame at a time, it's matching stuff. And by the way, some model do support, like CRAN model, do support compress multiple frame at a time. So it's got magical things. Yeah, so I'm reinventing this guy in infrastructure. And another question is that, so which kind of thing do you want to use to decode the video, what we call the video codec? So it's a kind of a long story, but I figured out that people not gonna be happy if I force them to install FFmpeg, even if they gonna install it anyway. So what I'm gonna do is try to make it an optional dependency. So if you are interested in this point of discussion, you can follow the link here to learn more about my plans for the future. Okay, so now let's talk about some more important things for you to interact with the project. So yes, we are looking for contributor, maintainer, developer for NTMD, and not just NTMD, Llama CDP as a whole project. So if you want to involve in, I have three tips today to give to you. So the first tip is whenever you want to contribute to something new that you find interesting to do, let's firstly look around the code base and let's try to reuse what was already there. So for example, for most of the multimodal, most of the vision model or even some audio model, you have a function, it's called MuVid, and VIDs mean vision and vision transformer. So I already abstract most of the vision transformer into one simple function that you can use. So a lot of model is just MuVid and it's all. Yeah, you see like model like Quine or something, they just use vision transformer inside. And if you have some, if you need to add something that is not just supported by us, that you think is gonna be a big thing. So try to a big change story. So try to firstly maybe open a discussion, an issue to discuss with us. Second tip is at least for NTMD and maybe I think for the whole code base of Llama CDP, you can use AI, yet of course. To discover things, but I don't think, at least for MTMD, the code base is mature enough for AI to write code, because I already saw some PR that use AI under the hood to write the code, and even some one PR in specific, they try to re-implement the matrix multiplication inside, which is not nice at the same time, because yeah, we have a lot of matrix multiplication inside Llama.cpp NGM, and for some reason they still need to reinvent their own method of matrix multiplication. Yeah, so to go back to this point, you can and you should use AI to go back to my first point is to look at the code base and to see what's already there. And you can also discuss back and forth with the AI to know if what you're gonna add will be adding a lot of code or not, and if we want to be aligned with the direction of the project, which points should be brought up for discussion. So AI is very good for that thing. Yeah. And last but not least, let's keep things simple and stupid. So by simple, I mean the code base is quite young, so I'm not trying to add exact support for owner model. I know some of the model, it has somewhat working thing, not exactly the same implementation as I expect to be, but yes, the code base is junk, so I just want you to have simple thing first. So let's try, whenever you push a change, let's try to not to be use case specific or to be too model specific. And let's try not to break our model. Of course, that's what we don't want to do. But yeah, by the way, when you do AI coding, they tend to break our model, which is not quite nice. Yeah, so I think that's all for my talk, and thank you for your listening, and it's question time for everyone.
We've got time for one question.
Okay. I don't see any hands. Oh, sorry, yeah.
How long until Llama CPP will have the ability to process output multimodal to an acceptable level of quality?
Yeah, so I'm just repeating your question here because you don't have the micro.
Can you go there?
Okay, so your question was how long does it take in terms of time until that we have the first working, like somewhat working version of multimodal output. I don't have a timeline. I would say maybe I'm planning it for at least I'm having a demo for text-to-speech now, right now. So I think in 1 or 2 months we're gonna get it running. But for image generation, it's gonna take more time. I don't know. Maybe another question. We have time.
Right there.
Yes.
Sorry. Thank you for your work. I just wanted to ask you: do you know how to address configure Llama CPP to use it with multiple users or one backend?
Yeah. So your question is how to configure Llama CPP to use multiple users on only one GPU or one server. Yeah. It actually depends. I think for now, the best way for you to do is to try to tinkering with the number of parallel request, the N of B request, and at the same time try to balance it with the context length. So that's what all I can tell you. Yeah. You have more time for more questions? Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Why did you consider the library to be optional dependency?
Yeah, so the FFmpeg, it's just because it's very famous. The FFmpeg library, why I choose it, just because it's so famous, so it's the top of the list. Of course, there are some other considerations. Yeah.
Did you consider it to be optional dependency?
Sorry?
You said like you consider it to be optional dependency. Optional.
Yeah, optional. So. I haven't considered it yet. I don't have yet a clear plan on how to do it, but I try to make it optional. Yeah.
Okay. No more questions until people keep, because none of that will get recorded. So please do not stand up and walk away until the speaker is done. Otherwise, the video would be like horrible. So nobody stands up and leaves until the speaker is done. There would be like a 3-minute, 5-minute break in between the speakers when that is allowed, not while the questions.
Yeah. Do I have time for one more question here? Yeah, so the guy here, I think he's busy. Yeah.
So my understanding is that right now audio in support in Llama CPP is already good enough. My understanding is that right now audio in support in Llama CPP is working and good enough. What would be the most powerful model right now to get a wow effect out of trying audio in support?
Yeah, so we have support for Miss Han. There's a Miss Han model that supports audio input, but this model is quite big, I think. There's another model, it's called Quen model, Quen audio, which is also very good, so you can try it. And by the way, there's Quen Omni that allow you to input both text and audio at the same time. Yeah.
Thank you.